Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
He sells it for what? That field. That one. Because it has what? Great value. Great value. Now, I want you to notice now what God says about me and you, because all this Jesus was talking about is referring back to us. We are the treasure. A soul is that precious treasure to God. And notice here, I want you to see something. Get this revelation here this morning. He says, he sold not part of what he got, right? But everything that he got to get that field. Now, God looks at us as that field. And I want to prove it to you. In John chapter 3, verse 16. Let me prove that, exactly that to you. John chapter 3 and verse 16. Now, for God so loved the world that he gave God's Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God have one Son. And he have to sacrifice that one Son for my soul and for your soul. Why? Because your soul is precious. You got to get it. Once you start to realize how precious your soul is, then you won't play with it. When you start to realize how precious your soul is, you won't play with it. You won't play with it. It says, notice careful. Let's stay with this here. God value your soul. He value your soul. He has the highest value on your soul. What a tremendous price tag that is on my soul, that it takes a life to get it. In order for God to get my soul, he has to give all that he got for it. Sometimes we allow and we cheapen your salvation. We cheapen it. But I want this morning here, Living Word, to let you understand how valuable your soul is. I want you to understand how important your soul is this morning. That it is priceless. No money in this world can buy your soul. No money in this world, not at all, can buy your soul. No money in this world can buy your soul. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Let's read. For what profit it is to a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange of his soul? What a powerful scripture. What a powerful scripture right there. This should wake me up and wake you up. It says, what does it profit a man? If, think about it, not a part of the world, not gain a city, not gain a town, but think what this scripture says. That man gained the entire world. That means he in possession of the world. Think, just think for a while. You are in possession of the world. And your soul, he says here, is more valuable. Your soul has more value than in possession of the world. Your soul has more value. Oh man, this is powerful here this morning. Your soul costs more than the whole entire world. Man, this scripture, I jumped at me to understand how important my soul is. It says, for what does it profit to a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul? Right there, it's telling you, your soul values more than this entire world. Don't let no one fool you now. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in this world can buy your soul. It's a precious commodity. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or watch this now. Hear the other part of it. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Absolutely nothing. There's nothing that you can give in exchange for your soul. There's nothing I can give in exchange for my soul because it carries a heavy price tag. My soul carries that. The price for my soul. Oh boy, we can just keep talking about it. You know, right there. How important you are when God look and the devil look. Why the devil fight so hard? Because of the value of our soul. The devil recognize and realize how important that the human soul is priceless. So he wants you go after something that you value. You fight for something that you value. The devil values our soul. He wants it. And at all costs, he's going to do everything at all costs to get our soul. At the same time, God values our soul. And God is going at all costs to get my soul and to get your soul. And that's why we are here this morning. That's why we are here. We are here this morning only for that purpose. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 now, Jesus made the big, bold command. Winning soul is a command of God. Winning soul. Living word will become a church that wins souls. Because living word understand the value of the human soul. We will be the church that wins souls. We understand the value of a soul. And we place high priority upon the human soul. In Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 says, Jesus' last statement here to his disciple. He gave them a command. He said, go, therefore, and make disciples. not of some nation, all the nation. Why? We learn. Why? Because all human soul value. That's why. Why he says that? He didn't say, go make disciple of your little town. He says, your town and every town that exists. All nation. The human soul values. Make disciple. He didn't say, go join a church and get happy in there. Did you? And some people think that's it. Join a church and I'm happy there. Really? He says, here, go. Command. He's not asking. That's a command. He used a command. He didn't say, pretty please. It's like the general in the army. Say, go. That means every soldier got to move. Because he gives a command. Jesus gives the command. He says, go. Go make disciples because the human soul value. Why people stand out of church? Because there is a war going on. The invisible war. The war of the spirit. The war is on for the human soul. There's 99 sheep safe going to heaven, but one. Just one. It tells me how important that is. Just one. He says, you leave the 99. Go find that one. Because that one is so important. The value on that one is very important. So we got to go search for that one. We got to search until we find that one. Once you are saved, you turn from, the Bible says, from your wicked ways. It didn't say you turn from your good ways. It says you turn from your wicked ways. The wicked, the twisted ways. How you like to twist things. How you and I like to talk. We see the truth, but we're going to twist it to make it fit. We don't accept it just like that. We don't say that's true. You know, I'm going to make it work. So I change it. You remember the devil and Eve in the garden? When he was in the garden, he says, what did the Lord say? He says, go eat from that tree. He said, the day you eat from that tree, surely die. The devil twisted. He said, no.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.